This year, Michael O'Brien, Richard Crossley, and Kevin Carlson put together a new photographic book, The Shorebird Guide, which is published by Houghton Mifflin. It's a beautiful book, lavish with gorgeous photographs and chock full of useful tips for identifying shorebirds. It covers all the North American species from thickneys and plovers through sandpipers, and it provides way more information than any other single book about this splendid but elusive and often difficult group. And unlike most newer guides, the photos are not only technically great, but also some are chosen specifically for their beauty, rather than to simply be illustrative of identification points. Even so, there are plenty of photos to help with identification. The 16 ruddy turnstone photos cover 5 pages. There are 18 Dunlin photos, 12 Wilson's phalarope photos, and 16 semi-palmated sandpiper photos. Some of the pictures are the simple side views that field guides favor, but others show birds preening, sleeping, feeding, scratching, and squabbling with one another. More than any other identification guide I've ever seen, the Shorebird Guide provides windows into the birds' day-to-day lives. The text of the book is equally rich. Shorebird identification often requires some knowledge of a species' molt patterns, and this book provides all the information you need about that, but gives equal time to behavior and migration, and for the bird geeks among its readers, also provides a wealth of information about each species' taxonomy. I do wish it wasn't so much more economical to set photographs in a plate section separate from the text section. It makes sense to arrange many field guides that way. Tropical field guides in particular present so many species on each plate that it would be hard to find the plates interspersed among all the text. But with a book like this one, with the species numbering in the dozens rather than the hundreds, a book where each species is given several pages of photos, it would be ever so much simpler and more convenient to arrange the page or two of text right by the species it covers. The Shorebird Guide is definitely a great reference book, filled with information and photos unavailable elsewhere, and I'll use it often. This is the kind of book that provides good and useful reading at home that makes us much more likely to recognize birds when we do get out into the field. That said, the word guide in the title does set up an expectation in my head that this book is a field guide, but the most useful field guides always sacrifice depth for simplicity of use in the field. Good field guides show several species on the same page, with artwork providing clear comparisons between similar species. This book arranges the birds taxonomically, and each species is on its own pages, so there are no easy ways of comparing any one bird with similar birds except to look them up in the index and thumb back and forth. And the book is a huge and heavy 477 pages in a format too big for squeezing into even a large pocket. This book won't be found in many backpacks, but it certainly has earned a valued place on every birder's library shelves. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.